Welcome to A Bit of Grace. Hi, it's Julia. In recent years, I've been exploring the world of fermentation to improve my gut health, digestion, and lower inflammation. I've tried lots of different recipes with various foods to help heal my gut. Fermented drinks and fermented foods have definitely improved my digestion and overall tummy comfort. I'm going to share a favorite fermented soda recipe I've had fun creating. It's such a lively summer flavor, I thought you might enjoy it. It's a strawberry rhubarb fermented soda that's lacto-fermented. For my lacto-fermentation soda recipes, you will need to start with a gingerbug. You'll find lots of recipes for a gingerbug on YouTube and in other places. It's a combination of sugar, ginger, and water that you add at various times to build up and get it fermenting. It becomes the activator for all of your fermented soda drinks. Today's flavor is strawberry rhubarb. The color is just beautiful and the flavor is really refreshing. Let's get into the ingredients. I figured the ratio that's best for me is double the amount of strawberries to rhubarb. What I've used lately has been 2.5 cups of cut up fresh strawberries and 1.25 cups of sliced rhubarb from my garden. Then I add 1 cup of organic sugar and I put all of that in a pot with about 4 or 5 cups of filtered water. You do not want any chlorine in any of this. Always remember to use filtered water. I let that simmer with the lid on for about 20 minutes to keep all the flavor in. Then I take the whole pot and put it in an ice bath in my kitchen sink to cool down to about room temperature. You need to get it cooler because you don't want to kill off your ginger bug when you add it later. Next, you strain off the juice into a larger pourable container and pour that juice into a 2-quart glass mason jar. To that, you'll add 1/2 cup of the strained ginger bug and then top it up to the top of the bottle with more filtered water. Give it a stir with a non-metal utensil, then put on a lid. I use the silicone fermentation lids that go on the top, and you can put a metal ring or plastic ring on top of that. Once you have it all together, it's time to allow this colorful mix to become a lacto-fermented soda. You're going to let it sit out of the sunlight about 3 to 5 days as it gets going with lots of bubbles and activation. Place it in another room away from other fermentation projects like bread so it doesn't get cross-contaminated. Every day, I shake it once or twice to keep it moving and prevent mold. After a few days, you will find it starts to get nice and bubbly. If you use regular canning lids, watch out for pressure building in the jar and burp as needed. As it gets more bubbly and very active, it'll be time to give it a taste. Just lift off the lid and stir it up. Don't use metal utensils. If tasting too early, it may taste too sweet. If you let it go too long, it's going to get boozy. Somewhere in between, give it a little taste and see if it suits you. If you like it and it's at the right point, it's time to bottle it. I use swing top glass beer bottles. For this amount, you can fill 4 of them. I actually use only 3 at a time, along with 1 plastic bottle. I reuse a plastic drink bottle about the same size as my tester. It's handy for testing when the strawberry rhubarb soda is ready. After bottling and putting all the caps on, you leave it on the counter somewhere out of sunlight. The plastic bottle is handy because you can squeeze it to feel how much pressure is building. At first, it'll give a lot, and then as time goes on, it will become firmer over about 12 to 18, 24 hours. I don't have an exact time. I check it every few hours. It depends on your environment and temperature. You'll feel the difference as it gets firm. Once that tester bottle is hard to squeeze, your fruity fermented soda is ready for tasting. I pour a little into a small glass over a couple of ice cubes to see if it's fizzy enough and tastes delicious. When you are happy with this fermented soda flavor, it's time to put all of your bottles in the fridge. This slows fermentation and prevents too much pressure. You don't want blow-ups. Keep them in the fridge and enjoy drinking within about 2 to 3 weeks. This is about the longest I've had them last because I really like the flavor. For longer storage, be sure to occasionally burp them. Keep your hand on top of the bottle when burping. Lift the cap a little to let some pressure off. That's why I put a hand over the top. One time, my son quickly opened a bottle and it sprayed a ton of fizzy goodness all over the place. That's your warning about the bubbliness. This lacto-fermented strawberry rhubarb soda is a lively, refreshing probiotic drink that's good for gut health. Using the ginger bug is my favorite way to make these fermented sodas. They have a really nice flavor and a little zip. I'm sharing it to help and encourage those who suffer with indigestion. Plus, it's fun to try new things, and I enjoy experimenting in the kitchen. I hope you like it. If you want to know more, I'll share more recipes along the way. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to know more about the services I offer, visit juliagrace.ca. And the information provided on A Bit of Grace podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. Always consult with a professional for medical advice.